We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Horrific memories.
He came in and crouched a little bit and he said it's time to die.
Questions about the police response.
The shooter may have been in that classroom as long as an hour.
Uvalde tries to heal.
Lord, we come in agony. We come with broken hearts.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Tony DeCoppo in Uvalde, Texas with the CBS World News Roundup.
I need thee every hour.
A prayer service here last night pays tribute to the victims of this week's elementary school shooting, where 19 children and two adults were shot and killed in a single fourth grade classroom. And along with the anguish are the terrifying stories from the children who made it out.
When I heard the shooting through the door, I told my friend to hide under something so he won't find us.
That 9-year-old was nearby when it happened. Police say the 18-year-old gunman had a semi-automatic weapon and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. CBS's Janet Shamlian has the latest now on the investigation.
Police say the gunman got past school security without shooting his weapon. And by the time he'd opened fire, arriving police were at a disadvantage, focusing on evacuating students instead of engaging him. Some witnesses say they begged officers to enter the building and intervene. And this new video shows the chaotic moments outside the school as police hold back parents.
Those officers that arrived on the scene and put their lives in danger, they saved other kids.
By one estimate, it was more than 40 minutes before law enforcement was able to trap the gunman behind a barricade inside the classroom where he'd killed 19 students and two teachers, and where he was eventually shot and killed.
I talked with Angel Garza, whose 10-year-old daughter, Amory, died in the attack just hours after being told she had made the honor roll.
I don't know what to do, man. She didn't deserve that.
No.
She didn't.
No. Oh, she didn't.
I just want to protect my little girl.
It was her fourth grade classroom where that 18-year-old gunman opened fire, killing Amory at the very moment her classmates say she was calling for help.
She tried to grab her phone and call the cops. And
as we spoke, we heard a sound from inside the house. Amory's mother, sobbing.
I hear someone crying inside.
Who's that? Her mother.
Neither parent is sure what to tell her 3-year-old brother, Zane.
Every morning he wakes up, he asks for his sister. I just want my baby home. I don't care. I don't care about anything else. I don't care about nothing.
CBS's Lilia Luciano has more now on what kids in that school did when they knew there was trouble.
We hid behind desks and chairs.
Second grader Timothy Silva was in the classroom right next to the one where the shooting rampage unfolded.
Well, we were scared and the teacher started telling us we can pray.
She said you can pray. You were all praying together?
Mm-hmm. For 40 minutes, his mother had no idea if he was alive.
So I started panicking, crying. I was thinking that the shooter was shooting everywhere, that it was going to go through one of the walls and shoot him.
Timothy finally made it out safe with his teacher and classmates.
And I was happy I didn't get shot.
But 19 of his schoolmates and two teachers just a wall away were shot and killed.
President Biden is expected to come to Uvalde soon. And this morning, the front page of the local paper, the Uvalde Leader News, a simple black page along with the date so many lives were changed forever. Steve.
Well, Tony, the political response to the mass shooting has been along party lines. Democrats have urged new gun controls. Republicans have talked about mental health. CBS's Ed O'Keefe tells us those differences sparked a confrontation.
In the midst of a news conference led by Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott on the Uvalde shooting, suddenly his Democratic opponent, Beto O'Rourke, rose to confront him.
This isn't a place to talk to us over.
This is totally predictable when you...
Sir, you're out of line.
Local officials, including the mayor of Uvalde, called to get him kicked out.
This is on you until you choose to do something.
O'Rourke, who trails Abbott in polls and called for a ban on military-style assault weapons during his failed 2020 presidential bid, later explained why he showed up.
We've got to stand up to this, or we just accept this theater and business as usual, and we accept the next shooting.
And in Washington, Senate Democrats say they'll try again to pass gun safety legislation already passed in the House.
Please, damn it, please, think if it was your child or grandchild.
But the legislation lacks the necessary support, as many Republicans say gun restrictions won't stop mass violence.
Any weapon is dangerous. Any firearm is potentially dangerous in the hands of a deranged lunatic. At the end of the day, the issue here is not the firearm.
Aaron Salter, the retired police officer who tried to stop the gunman in the Buffalo supermarket attack, was awarded the department's Medal of Honor posthumously at his funeral yesterday. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
The celebration of a selfless soul.
When all hell broke loose at Tops, Aaron Salter, the policeman, stepped into his assignment.
Former Buffalo Deputy Commissioner Kimberly Beatty struggled through her own grief to honor her friend, a man with no hate in his heart.
I want to say farewell, my friend.
And in Washington, an assessment of the threat from violent extremists.
FBI Director Christopher Wray had been scheduled to testify before the U.S. Senate for weeks. He was going to talk about his budget and staffing, but he was asked most prominently about the shooting in Texas and said domestic and homegrown violent extremism is a grave threat.
And in fact, it's that threat that we continue to be most concerned about here in the homeland.
He says would-be homegrown violent extremists and shooters would target soft targets, including houses of worship, retail locations, and mass public gatherings. Scott McFarland, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A second shipment of baby formula from Europe arrived in the U.S. yesterday. It could be distributed as soon as this weekend. FDA Chief Robert Califf admitted to Congress there were delays in dealing with the problems at an Abbott plant in Michigan that was shut down in February, triggering the formula shortage.
FDA's timeliness of interviewing the whistleblower and getting into the facility for a for-cause inspection were too slow.
That plant is due to reopen next week. The top election official in Pennsylvania says there will be a recount in the tight Republican Senate primary that has Dr. Mehmet Oz with a slight lead over David McCormick. That recount could be completed in about 2 weeks. Johnny Depp called Amber Heard's allegations of sexual and physical abuse insane as he returned to the witness stand as a rebuttal witness in his libel suit yesterday. But when shown a picture of him with a black eye, he acknowledged,
"These things could happen very quickly if you disagreed."
Depp said his ex-wife's accusations against him are brutal, cruel, and false. The trial of 71-year-old romance novelist Nancy Crampton Brophy, who once wrote an essay called How to Murder Your Husband, is over in Portland, Oregon. Jurors convicted her of murdering her husband. Daniel Brophy was shot and killed in 2018. Prosecutors say she was motivated by insurance money. Boeing's space capsule is safely back on the ground after its test flight to the space station.
The uncrewed mission that started last week in Florida ended in New Mexico.
And touchdown Starliner. We're touching down in the desert of New Mexico, marking the completion of Orbital Flight Test 2.
The Boeing Starliner doesn't splash down. The desert landing near White Sands was perfect, wrapping up what Boeing and NASA say was a success. One Boeing manager says on a scale of 1 to 10, he gives the flight a 15. Based on the early results, the company says it hopes the next Starliner flight will take astronauts to the space station late this year. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Reports say Colin Kaepernick has had a workout with the Las Vegas Raiders. He's not played in the league since 2016 when he began his take-a-knee protests during the national anthem. That's the roundup. For Tony DeCoppel in Texas, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.